Here are today's top stories. Protesters took to the Loop to keep pressure on the mayor of Chicago. And, of course, to continue to find things that rhyme with Emmanuel. Emmanuel, ring your bell. Emmanuel, you must tell. Emmanuel, shave with gel? Is that... that's bad, right? Shaving with gel? Yeah, I don't know. Chicago changed their mind, and they're going to charge people for the new New Year's Eve celebration. They promised that despite this, it'll still be a traditional New Year's Eve that you've grown to love, featuring bitter cold, pushing and shoving, drunk 20-somethings, frozen vomit, the band Matchbox 20, and no cabs anywhere, so you end up walking home. The only difference is it's going to cost $120. That's nice. Bernie Sanders is mad that the DNC has cut him off from a voter database. His campaign says that he should have access to Democrat voters and that it's not just for frontrunner Hillary Clinton. When asked for comment, the DNC said, hey, listen, last time we gave Bernie our email, he just kept hitting reply all. He's a reply aller. Yeah. Congress passed a budget today. I'm sorry. I don't understand what that sentence means. Passed? Is that a verb? It's an active verb? Okay. I mean, I know argued, I know filibuster, I know shutdown, but passed. Huh. Must be a parliamentary procedure term from the 12th century. I'm not familiar. Gaper's Block, a local news blog, announced today that they're going on hiatus in 2016 after 13 years in the business. Hiatus, of course, is the new media word for broke. I love Gaper's Block, and I hope they can return. But if they do, they should be serious about considering pop-ups, bikinis, and those little X's that open another window instead of closing the window you're currently looking at. You know, like mainstream media. Abnormally orange teenagers shed tears today as the Food and Drug Administration announced new rules to keep them out of tanning beds. This may force teens to either go outside or not be douches. Rapper Nicki Minaj announced today that she has a new sitcom in the works. It's going to be on ABC Family, which will be renamed in 2016. The new name, ABC Butts. Maybe I should lenoize that one, Pete. It's going to be an ABC Butts. You know, it's like because Nicki Minaj got a big butt, you know, ABC Butts. In weather, seasonably cold. In sports, the Blackhawks will lose Marcus Kruger for 4 months. Yikes. But, hey, if I'm still pretty good at math, that means he'll be back in April, which is when the playoffs start. So consider it an extended rest, which is also what my dad told me happened to Grandpa so I wouldn't freak out. So, and to this day, he's still resting. Also, Patrick Kane did not score again last night, and that brings his scoreless streak to 2. Countdown to the record begins. Hey, one more game without a score, and we'll start remembering offseason Patrick Kane. Not good. Even though the Bulls are currently close to the top in the Eastern Conference, the Sun-Times continues to write nasty about D. Rose. First, they said he was the 61st-ranked point guard, and today they wrote that he was the worst veteran point guard in the league. Wait, did the Sun-Times and D. Rose date? Did D. Rose break up with the Sun-Times? I think that's what's happening here. Oh, I feel so bad for the Sun-Times. And this weekend, big college basketball game between Northwestern and DePaul. And by big, I mean two Chicago teams playing each other in December when it means absolutely nothing whatsoever. LeBron James, or as the French pronounce, LeBron James, was hustling after a loose ball and he collided with a woman in the front row. Today, the wife of a golfer, I don't know why that matters, says she's okay, just sore and exhausted. Hey, that's exactly why I don't sit in the front row. I could, but I don't want to be sore and exhausted. I choose the nosebleeds, not because of cost, but because of principle. And finally, The Force Awakens opened last night. Wait, you don't know the title?
Well, I do now. Thanks, man.
Well, I guess you'll just have to go see it.
What? And have the whole thing spoiled? No, thank you.
Well, that's the carryout for December 18, 2015. Your order's almost ready, so pull around, double park, and block everyone else. It's your right. More to come tonight. We're going to talk with Nan and Rob from Bloodshot Records. Also, Taylor Bennett, Alex Bloomberg, Steve Gadlin, and Adam Witt. Here on his Star Wars Nationwide Tour. We'll talk with Adam. Much more to come. It's Download here on WGN. Stay with us.